Hello, welcome to Apolitical with Isaac Woolsey. No more politics, both the Democrats and the Republicans can suck it. Thank you very much. My name is Isaac Woolsey. This podcast is available on all streaming devices. Now, let's get into the news. Today I was walking and I forgot to pick up my medication. Because you see, my medication is for my depression, and if I don't get my medication, you know, it's just kind of a mess. It's like I always get panic attacks, like, I get sad, I get emotional, I get scream mess. It's just a disaster. But you know, a wise man once said, they ask you, why did the donut hate the peanut butter? And the wise man said, because it was jelly. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, way politics do not make any sense. Now I don't hate anybody who follows politics. I just wanted, because there's so many different podcasts that deal with politics, I wanted to create one that has nothing to do with politics whatsoever. I might poke fun at like either side of the party. Because honestly, that's the way it should be. Because there's more to life. Like entertainment, all they're doing is wearing their political parties on their sleeves. So that's why I created this podcast, and I'm looking for guests who would want to come on to this podcast, and we can talk about anything thing you like. I mean, for one, the U.S. women's team won the World Cup, and even that people are trying to politicize. I mean, there was a time when you could turn on the Oscars and they don't just throw political stuff down your throat. Or if you go into a gun shop, you can, or a bar, you're not hearing like different sides from the right or the left. Because you see, I think that as people, we need to realize there's a time and place for politics, and there's a time and place for non-politics. Entertainment be one of them. I don't go to watch a movie to be judged by it. I go to a movie to be entertained. So that's where I draw the line. But yeah. Now I'm not against anybody. People could have like a different religion than me. They could have a non-religion. They could they could be different races, different orientations, different genders, whatever. I have no problem with that. But I will tell you this though. I am going to make everyone mad at me, cuz I think that Kim Kardashian is not just thick. I think she is fat. She is obese. And she's pretty much made money for doing absolutely nothing. And yeah, that's what I feel about it. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, and all these guys fantasize about her. I mean, there's hotter women that I like that are out there. In fact, I see more hotter women than Kim Kardashian in my hometown. But, you know, there are just some things that you can't always do and say. And you can't just go up to a lady and say, "Hey, I think your butt is better than Kim K's." And, I mean, in the podcasting world, you gotta be unique. And you know, I'm a very unique person, you know, I have autism, and I think that makes me unique. I mean, that doesn't make me good or bad. I mean, I don't like that being part of my character, but, I mean, that's just how I am. So I try to have a unique take on things. Even if things don't make sense, I always try to find a little piece of compromise to go in between it. But now, when I was in the United States Civil Air Patrol, I was, as a civilian volunteer, I had a lot of fun. I mean, I got to go to, I was staff at encampment 2 times in years as a public affairs assistant officer. And, you know, I look back on those times. But one thing is, I always get nightmares about school. Not really high school, per se, like everyone does, but college. Now, I preferred college to high school, because everyone was an adult. But one, it costs so much money, and just, it hurts. It was terrible. Everything was slow, everything didn't make sense, and I kept getting anxiety attacks the whole time. And that's my feeling about college is nowadays colleges, like, they try to become instead of becoming a diverse place of ideas, they want to become pretty much like a mecca for liberalism, and then there's some conservative colleges that want to be like a mecca for conservatives. But I mean, I think, like, a school shouldn't be like that. I think it should be a learning experience for everyone to find their own identity. And, like, to be honest, there's nothing wrong with experimenting. You can't just, and I think it takes a long time before you know who you truly are. I mean, people will only know who you truly are once you're dead, because you'll leave something behind called a legacy. And do you want to be, and does your legacy want to be just a loudmouth who runs political points into the ground? Or do you want to be a person who is a generally good person? And that's what I want to leave you guys on. There's a lot of things that you can do. And yeah, Kim Kardashian is still fat, in my opinion. Because, well, she is. I mean, that butt is not natural. It is fake. And that really upsets me, because it doesn't make any sense. So, now for a word for our sponsors.